Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
It's Thursday night and we're almost live from Harrogate with Simon Cotton and David Ritson. Harrogate's officially now Harrogate's very own Anton Deck.
We officially
can say that because if you are not aware, the gentleman in front of me did a fantastic turn at the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards as the duo from Saturday Night Takeaway. We had the Hospitality and Tourism Awards Night Takeaway.
Monday night takeaway.
Even though it sounded like Si and Dave. It sounded a bit like Saturday. Right. It was Monday.
Yes, it was Monday night.
And thank you for introducing us, gentlemen. We don't often get that.
No, we don't.
Do you enjoy it?
I had a fantastic time. Yeah, it was my first time being there. I don't get invited to many awards shows. I'm not normally privileged enough to be at these things. So I had
you wonder what on earth
time.
Was going on.
I did, yeah. We kind of do that every year, actually.
We're still wondering.
When we get to sort of about 2 minutes before live time and we look at each other and kind of go a bit white and shake hands.
Can we do this? And we say, I'm not sure.
Let's just go for it. And it's...
You'd never know.
And we had a mini Si and Dave.
You did, yes, and they were brilliant. So one of them was your sons.
One of them was my son, Will.
And they were fantastic.
And his mate, Joe Gosling.
And Joe actually came in with a little swimming cap thing on as if to say that I had no hair.
Where did he get that idea?
I know this is radio, but... he was brilliant because in rehearsals he was meant to keep all that on. And yet he jumped on the seat on the sofa with his little ball cap looking like you. And then just decided to throw it off and really played up to the audience.
I did tell him that he could because he was complaining about his circulation before we started. So I said, just do it for the joke and then whip it off. Right, and you'll be fine.
I must have missed that rehearsal.
And on top of that as well, the child labour didn't stop there because you had Minnie Motti.
Minnie Motson did a brilliant job. So George Dixon from Harrogate, he was the runner-up in the BBC Young Sports Commentator of the Year Award. And nationally,
when you say child labour, this was more of like... We didn't charge them. We didn't charge them. This is more of like an apprenticeship. Or in Simon's family's case,
it's more of a, daddy says I've got to do it.
So you did present them
with what is now possibly not the as good a prize as it seemed at the time, because at the time it was wonderful to get a brand new England shirt.
It was. Mm. They've obviously gone down in value. We realised we could have waited a couple of weeks and got them a bit cheaper. But no, and there was another 15-year-old in the room actually, but we didn't. He was hiding behind a spotlight. He was our spot man.
That was fantastic.
That was other Cotton son, George. But he was behind the limelight.
And we should say thank you to Becky. Becky from my place, who's studying as the other spot lady.
Spot lady as well.
At last minute, because we had to find somebody to do the other spot from the other side. So thanks, Becky.
People come together from across the town, don't they, for this? And you've got a load of fantastic sponsors who've helped you out.
Yeah, the sponsors have been with us. Amazing. I mean, just about all of them have done virtually all of the 8 years. Which is quite powerful. And what was fantastic, the next morning... One of the sponsors, before we usually email out, ask them, did they feel they got value for money? How did they feel the night went? Would they give us any pointers for the next year? But before we even had a chance to do that, we had one of the sponsors who emailed us saying, just amazing, fabulous. And we give them just a few tickets included in their sponsorship, but if they want more, they have to pay for them. And Deborah was straight in with...
Lovely Debbie from Harrogate College.
And she was in there, right, we're having a table of 10 next year, that's it, I've already decided. So within hours of getting home, she's already decided that they want full table next year.
So I can only imagine
she had a good night.
And a great endorsement for Destination Harrogate, of course, the group that is a collaboration of all the hotels, or many of the hotels around Harrogate. The fact that you can run such a great event is a great advertisement for your services as event runners, event organisers.
Well, this is true. I mean, that's the sort of business we're in. That's what we do.
Absolutely.
But this is slightly different because, you know, me and Simon, actually, Dave and Si.
Si and Dave.
So, definitely, you know, we also had some great compliments from the other general managers around Harrogate. I know they're all proud to be associated with it and support it fully.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we should probably have a look at who the winners were from those awards.
Yeah, that's what it was all about. And um, And Harrogate relies massively on business and leisure tourism. Yes. Without tourism in this town, you know, we would really struggle. So we've got a great local economy. And we wanted to celebrate those people and put them up there and champion them and, you know, and say well done. And this is all about them obviously then challenging each other and saying, you know, if one person wins one year...
I think most years there's a bit of a battle within the competition. And
yeah, but it's great.
Right, next year I'm going to do it.
And that was really what we started. That was the whole point, the purpose of the thing.
Yeah, the more people you've got aspiring to be the best, the better the whole town's going to be.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So let's run through some of the categories and the winners then, because it's well worth name-checking all these people.
So we've got 9 categories, and the first one was Newcomer of the Year, which was sponsored by... the aforementioned lovely Debbie from Harrogate College. And the very worthy winner on that night was...
Stutzy. Well done. Waitress and Waiter of the Year. We had 6 nominees, thanks to Harrogate Spring Water for their sponsorship. And well done and congratulations to Francesca Sims at Dino's Grays and Grill.
Chef of the Year was sponsored by Sykes House Farm. And the very worthy winner, Mike Colonel from Mike Colonel Catering. Yeah.
And if you want to hear, by the way, if you go back on our website on the Food and Drink Show page at strayfm.com, you can hear an interview with all of the nominees from the Chef of the Year. Yeah. So if you want some
chef's
inspiration.
It's a really, really heartfelt battle because we go, you know, round and there's a proper cook-off and they have to cost every dish and look at where they've got the produce from, and, you know, as well as obviously taste and flavour and presentation, all those things. So it gets properly scored by a series of judges, that one. So.
And equally, all of this stuff, if you can't understand myself or Simon's on our website.
Yes.
Yeah.
DestinationHarrogate.co.uk.
And sponsored, of course, by Sykes House Farm, again, who've been in from the beginning, from day
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. An unsung hero was sponsored by Bidvest Food Service and won by Phil Law from Harrogate Theatre.
Bar Person of the Year, somebody new in and a relatively new bar in town, the Harrogate Tap, was won by Adam Whiteley.
Although I think Brandon was a bit of a winner.
Brandon was a bit of a winner because of his comment in the paper,
which we can't
do on air.
Is it after 9 yet?
Oh,
do you remember,
not,
Tom? No,
no,
you're not paying it. Yes, it's just all coming flooding back. I know it's nearly a month ago, but...
As we said, this was quite late on in the night, so I do remember some interesting hyphenating going
That's right.
He'll be signing out on that one for several months, I think. And then we had the Best Achievement Award, which was sponsored by our friends at Blue Line Taxis and was won by the ladies and gent from Harrogate International Festivals.
Yeah, well done to
them. Who did an impromptu pyramid formation.
At the end of the night
stage.
On stage, yeah.
Did you not see that?
You didn't see it. No, that was right at the end of the
night.
They
did a pyramid and then they did a collapsing pyramid and they actually managed to... smash their award.
They did.
Well, 1 minute it was up in the air and then the next minute it was on the floor.
Yeah, in 2
cracked.
Pieces virtually. Yeah. Team of the Year, really good one, very hard fought, well battled out. There's loads of entries for this every year, so just to be shortlisted, there were 6 shortlisted. That was a great achievement, but this year it went to the fantastic team at Hales Bar,
the legends at Hales Bar.
Amanda and her team.
Really fantastic. And then we had outstanding customer service sponsored by Leeds Bradford International Airport, and Simon Hodgson from the Yorkshire Hotel deservedly won that one.
And then, of course, our 9th and final award of the night.
Drum roll
was,
sound.
Yeah, it was.
So that's a hammer you can hear in the background.
So,
drum roll.
Went to your very
the one
own
and only
Sarah Barry from Stray FM as our ambassador of the
year. You were looking as if you didn't know what we were going to say there. So.
It did indeed go to Sarah, and we were immensely proud at our table to have that, because she thoroughly deserves it.
I've worked with Sarah for sort of 12, 14 years, something like that. For us, really, really exciting. Good to see a nice, worthy winner like that that we've known for a long time.
Yeah, Sarah's always involved in the community. She's always the sort of person, you know, if you need any help or any contacts or want to speak to somebody about something, she's certainly one of the 5 people you might go to.
And well done to her.
And well done to all of the winners. And as Simon and David said, you can go on their website, Destination Harrogate. Sorry, I've got it the wrong way. David and Simon. Simon and David.
You'll go far.
Your website, destinationharrogate.co.uk. You can get the full list of winners.
Absolutely, yeah.
All on there.
Destination Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.